interrupting you, given that we still have some minutes left and we begin the maritime topic. If you allow, I would like to provide some information about the study carried out. The study carried out jointly by the World Maritime University and the European Transport Workers Federation, and the report was published in 2022 under the title Social Security Rights of the European Resident Seafarers, a joint report of the ETF and WMU. The report presents a mapping exercise undertaken to assess whether national laws and regulations in 10 European Union countries provide for coverage to seafarers residing in EU-EEA member states. A qualitative methodology combining desktop research and empirical legal analysis was used to gather that data as to the particularities of their legal framework and how it works in practice. The focus was on the cross-border nature of the profession and whether the regulatory framework provides for effective communication, cooperation, and coordination among the relevant countries for the employment relationship and its social security aspects, as well as its operation in practice. The report was started to answer a number of questions that can be summarily addressed as follows. First, to what extent and how are European domiciled seafarers covered by a social security system of a European Union member state? The second question was, do the European Union national systems ensure the minimum coverage as established on international level, or do they go beyond? The third question was, are European domiciled seafarers being treated differently than European Union shore-based workers when it comes to social security? The fourth question was, are there loopholes in the existing regulations, international, European, and national, that permit a lack of coverage or make it difficult for European domiciled seafarers to have their rights applied? And number five was data related to the actual enjoyment of social security by seafarers beyond what the legislation says, and information as to whether European Union member states are actually coordinating to provide social security to seafarers. On the basis of the study, a set of recommendations has been developed. In particular, at the European Union EEA institutional level, to approach the European-based seafarers' social security as a European Union matter. Further enhance administrative cooperation among the countries, and at a national level, to enhance education and information available on social security systems. Address the cases of seafarers residing in their territory not covered by Regulation 883/2004. To include and promote the inclusion of social security protection within the particulars of sea, and also enhance compliance and enforcement of national social security provisions. If you are interested, I could provide you with a link, or the link is available on the website of the World Maritime University. Thank you very much for your attention. And also, before the chair closes the morning session, I would like to remind you about the simple survey that is available online, and you are most welcome to fill it out if you still have not done this. I will put the link and the QR code on the screen after the session is over. Thank you.